o'clock on Monday night. Do you know where your Twitter mom's at?
Oh, it's Kiva on Indie Views. It's Kiva Artist Interview. Right now on Butterflies
Radio,
where it's all indie all the
Welcome to this week's Butterflies Radio Indie Views Artist Spotlight featuring San Diego's indie singer-songwriter Josh D'Amigo, who heads out on his third American tour August 30th, beginning at his house of Lestat's West in San Diego. And that's also where the tour is going to end about a month and a half later. I really enjoyed getting to talk to Josh. We cover everything from the embattled mayor of San Diego in a way that only Josh D'Amigo could do it, and talk about touring, what it's like, what he's expecting, what he's looking forward to. And of course, we talk some great food. So stay tuned. Enjoy the evening with my interview with Josh. And all the music tonight is off of his album, Hope. And if you can, visit joshdamigo.com and see where he's going to be touring. See if he's going to be in a city near you so you can catch him. The first song of the night is called Don't Lose Hope.
Everyone has a time when they have to face their fears, but they'd rather disappear. And the world can feel so cold, and no one seems to care that it's been a long year. There's something that keeps us strong, 'cause when all the light is gone, there's bound to be a better day right around the bend. And if you swing enough, you'll land a few punches. And if you try enough, you're bound to hit something. Maybe you're looking at a great big mountain. Maybe you're missing better things all around you. You'll never know if you don't keep trying. You'll never grow if you don't keep fighting. Can't lose hope. Sometimes in your life, it's like you're walking by yourself, and no one stops to help. And no one even die. But don't let it get you down. Stay strong and hold your ground, 'cause you can be anything. Yeah, you can do anything. And if you swing enough, you'll land a few punches. And if you try enough, you're bound to hear something. Maybe you're looking at a great big mountain. Maybe you're missing better things all around you. You'll never know if you don't keep trying. Never grow if you don't keep fighting. All I know is you can't lose hope. Everything happens for a swing enough, you'll land a few punches. And if you try enough, you're bound to hit something. Maybe you're looking at a great big mountain. Maybe you're missing better things all around you. You'll never know if you don't keep trying. You'll never grow if you don't keep fighting. All I know is you can't lose hope. We'll be right back.
you're starting the tour in San Diego, right?
That's correct. First show and the last show will be here.
Now, you've been really busy. Even, you know, ahead of the tour, you've been playing a lot of gigs aside from, you know, you're kind of the house guy for Lestat, but you were playing the San Diego Fair, right?
Correct. Yeah, I played about 15 dates at the fair.
Wow. How long does the fair go on there?
About a month.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't think ours goes that long.
Yeah, a lot of them don't go very long, but it's kind of like our big thing in San Diego because we don't have a real big theme park or anything.
Well, and you guys have, you know, great weather, typically.
Well, you know, San Diego, I mean, it gets to, you know, 70 degrees on a bad day.
It's not great weather when I'm there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the only time it rained, I think, all year.
Yeah, and it was a total hailstorm. That was the kind of the odd thing. You know, we're sitting there listening to you, and all of a sudden we're like, what's that sound?
Uh-huh.
You know, and we go outside, it's hail. And I'm going, yeah, San Diego did not live up to the advertising. This is perfect weather.
Yeah, that was interesting. I haven't seen it do that in a while.
It was us. It was it was me and Paul Bosco bringing it from the East Coast. So we brought the weather there to shake things up.
Yeah, make it crazy. Make it change it up a little bit.
So when you're touring, can you bring around the sunshine and all the good weather and everything?
You know, I think I've got that set in September. I'm a little nervous back to October, but I think I'll make it.
Now, talk about your tour. Is this the first time you've toured the entire U.S.?
No, this will be my third one. But this is the biggest one by far. I mean, honestly, it's better venues. I think what's great about the whole thing is that this time I'm not really relying on, you know, a bunch of couches and stuff like normal. You know, a lot of times, you know, I'll be just driving. And so it's fun now that I've done it a couple times and I've got the rhythm down. And so it's kind of almost just like automatic for the next month. I may just tune out and just be showing up, waking up right before the show and then getting in and going again. So
Now the couches part's kind of fun, I would think.
Oh,
I mean,
well, not if you have terrible allergies and you're allergic to everyone and everything.
That's true. They all have dogs or cats or, you know.
I'm a little bit of a bubble boy. I'm not as bad as some artists I know because I don't complain as much, but I tend to stay out of situations because I know myself well enough that I love and appreciate the hospitality of you know, like the fans that help me out. But the truth is I'm such a germaphobe that I get so scared of walking into people's houses on a regular basis. It's pretty funny. So,
yeah, I'm kind of the germ thing. I mean, if it fits into my OCD, the germ thing comes up. Like somebody, yeah, my nickname's Diva, and I guess it's because it also rhymes with my name and it's easy, but I was at the gas station one night and I was talking to my best friend and I said, God, I hate pumping gas. And she goes, don't you pump your own gas? I said, not typically. She said, what do? I said, I go to the gas station that pumps it for me.
There you
go. She said, why? I said, oh my God, can you imagine the people that touch those gas pumps and they don't clean them?
Nope.
I said, just think about that. She's like, oh my God, now for the rest of my life, I'm going to think about what's on those gas nozzles.
Bathrooms, I mean, even Mexican joints, you know, where I'm like getting ready to, I don't know, anything, like the food and this and that in the city. Sometimes I like freak out, but it's so good. Like, it's worth it. Sometimes I'm like, okay, well, all right, so maybe I'll get food poisoning in a couple days. It was so worth it right now.
The second song of the night is called Just Let Me Love You, which is my choice song of the night.
I thought by now we'd have this figured out, have this all worked out, but I guess I was wrong. I thought by now we'd have this all sewn up, have this bleeding stopped, but I guess I was wrong. Here it comes again, just like this pouring rain. I don't know when we'll see the sun. Why are we doing this, baby? But I just wanna love you like crazy. Do all the things that lovers are supposed to do. You go and start a fight, but I just wanna treat you right. But you should just let me. On playing these silly games, calling each other names, and we both know it's wrong. You locked yourself inside your room again, but you won't let me in, so the battle goes on. Here he comes again. Will you get to crying? And why can't we just work it out? So why are we doing this, baby? I just wanna love you like crazy. Do all the things lovers are supposed to do. Treat you right and just let me love you. And try as we may, we just can't get it to work. And try as we may, well, all we do is hurt.
In that, you know, you're West Coast, where a lot of people, when they tour, either the, you know, the first time they tour or whatever, it's kind of a regional thing a lot of times. You know, you're either going to tour the East Coast, you're going to tour the South or the West Coast, and you know, you're lucky on the West Coast to get to go up to places like Seattle that have such a good music scene.
Well, that's one way to look at it. The other problem is that the West Coast, the cities are so spread out that touring you lose a lot of money. And all of the experts say, hey, if you want to be a touring band, you need to be on the East Coast because the cities are 2 hours, 3 hours apart. Whereas in out here, I play San Diego, L.A., and then the next big city is Sacramento or San Francisco, and that's a good 6-7 hour drive. Then it's another, 5-6 hours to Portland and another 5-6 hours to Seattle. And it's like everything is just spaced out that far. So you really, I feel like I should get a Chevron or Shell sponsorship to like help cover these long tours because I'm giving them half of my money.
Oh, I know. It's the gas that'll get you every time. You need to not find couches. You need to find people who own gas stations.
Yeah, go electric or something.
Sponsor a tank of gas. Sponsor this leg of the tour.
Exactly.
Buy this tank. This tank of gas brought to you by. Yeah. Now, is there a place that you're looking forward to on the tour in particular? Like,
you know,
I know you're probably looking forward to them all, but.
Well, truth is, Bangor, Maine, is where my I've got family up there, and I had a very hard time because I've played in New England area probably 5 or 6 times. I've done a few New England tours, and I could never find a venue out that area that would book me, just because, you know, I'm a San Diego singer-songwriter. You really can't get any further in the U.S. unless you go to Alaska or something like that. But I found a venue the last time I was there. I played in an open mic, and I actually got an email from the manager saying, hey, this is going to sell out. And I'm like, what? Like, that's insane. Like, how does a San Diego singer-songwriter get that, you know, on the other side of the world, really, you know, and for the U.S.? And so the excitement that they have for my stuff out there, like, just one guy has caught fire out there. He was, you know, a local, he puts on singer-songwriter events, and he has just literally been talking me up to the local community, and that's been really huge. So that one I'm really looking forward to. The other one, if I like had to pick, let's see, we'll just say two, since I'm not going to pick all 35 stops. San Diego is obviously my favorite place to play, but I've never been to Lincoln, Nebraska before. And
oh, you got to go to the Corn Palace.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll be there for like 2 hours, and then I'll go to another city. But I am playing at a place called the Meadowlark Cafe, and they have been super sweet with me, you know, and really trying to get the community out on that one. And so the fact that they have been so in touch with me and so good at getting, you know, everything organized for me really means a lot to me and goes a long way. I mean, and there's other venues that are doing that as well. There's little cities on this tour that, you know, I had to put the state because nobody would know where it was, like Morrisville, Vermont or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, I love these mom and pop run places where they're just like, what? You want to play here? Oh, we can't wait to have you. And I'm just like cracking up because, you know, to me, I'm like, thank you for your venue. Like, this is huge. And they're like, we can't believe that you actually know we exist. So it's kind of fun because you get treated like royalty. Whereas if I played like, you know, some of these, like we regularly have, you know, giant artists come here all the time. We don't really like you. it just means a lot more when it's someone whose business, like they love, supporting indie artists, and that makes the whole trip totally worth it.
Next up is Portland.
You can go ahead and leave. Don't have to worry about me. Go ahead and chase your dreams, and I hope they all come true. I'll be sitting here in Portland loving you. Go find a new boyfriend, dark green eyes and a sun-kissed hand. Go ahead and spread your wings, and may all your skies blue. I'll be sitting here in Portland loving you. And I'll keep on loving you like the first time that I saw you smile at me. And no matter what you do, you will always be the girl of all my dreams. So go and make the world spin how you want it to. Realign all of the stars any way you choose. Pull the universe's strings and be someone else's. I'll be sitting here in Portland loving you. Dance with whomever you like. Invite them up and spend the night. Go ahead and give your heart to whoever you want to. And I'll be sitting here in Portland loving you. Go and make a house a home. Raise a couple kids on your own. Go ahead and live your life however you may choose. And I'll be sitting here in Portland loving you. And I'll keep on loving you like the first time that I saw you smile at me. And no matter what you do, you will always be the girl of my dreams. So go and make the world spin how you want it to. Realign all of the stars in any way you choose. Pull the universe's strings and be someone else's muse. And I'll be sitting here in Portland loving you. And if there's a day you find you're missing me, well, you can rest assured you know where I will be. Whether you're in France or down in Timbuktu, well, I'll be sitting here in Portland loving you.
Well, you know, it's a wild, wild west right now in music, and the fact that you can be on Pandora, you know, and get, you know, people that I've never played in Alabama. I've never played in a lot of, you know, states, and, you know, I've driven through, and I'd like to, but the truth is that because of the way the internet is set up, and, you know, the blogs and the, you know, internet radio, even what you guys are doing over at Butterflies Radio, it's amazing to see how many people have been like, hey, come to this town. And I look at the town and it's like population 50. And I'm like, come on, man. Like, I would love to. I would love to play everybody's small little towns, and I'm going to try to if I can. But the truth is it's so funny to see, you know, people go, hey, why are you skipping New Orleans? And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I didn't skip it. I emailed a bunch of venues and nobody got at me. You know, like it's just kind of the luck of the draw. So sometimes I feel like I'm so blessed to have so many people that like support me in so many different areas, but it's so hard to get to them sometimes that I'm always like telling people, hey, just come to San Diego. You will get the rock star treatment. I will do whatever I can to give you the whole San Diego experience. 'Cause the shows out here, you know, I've been doing them for almost 10 years now, and it's like, I've got it down. You come into Lestat's, I know what to say to get you to feel this way, that way. And on tour,
you do,
like,
and you're an awesome performer. I mean, people have got to go see you because you're very interactive. You make it very fun. Aside from the music, you're a lot of fun to just get to interact with.
It's, you know, I think that I've told people before, if I had a piece of poop on a stick, I'd make it entertaining. So the fact that I get to play music is kind of fun. But, you know, there's so many more talented musicians than me. Like, I see people playing all kinds of stuff all the time. And, you know, there's better writers, there's better looking people. But if you come to my show, you're not going to leave without at least smiling once and crying once. I'm not going to let that happen.
No, they'll all fall in love with you. They will. They'll all be like, oh, I've got to go see Josh again.
Good.
I've got to go to San Diego now. You'll boost San Diego tourism even more.
Exactly.
You know, you don't go for the weather. You go for Josh D'Amico. That's what the new thing needs to say. The mayor needs to get on that. If he, you know, puts you out there a little bit more, there wouldn't be such bad press about him.
Well, yeah, he's not doing himself any favors. I don't think I want an endorsement from him. I actually I put it out on Facebook that if anybody wants to throw a rally to get him out, I'm more than happy to play. That guy, oh man, I don't, for people that don't know the story about what he did, I mean, it's basically, you know, he's been inappropriately using his office and power to hit on chicks from everything from, you know, people that work with him to rape victims, which was one of the later ones that came out. This guy is just a sleazeball, and he's just acting like it's no big deal. And he went to rehab for a week, and his first official day back was yesterday. And someone did like a sky, you know, flyer that, you know, had, you know, please get out of office. They're signing all kinds of petitions. Nobody wants him in. He's got to be like at the 20% for, you know, people actually like wanting him still in office, but he won't give it up because he's just one of those knucklehead, you know, politicians that thinks that he can't do anything wrong. Like, you know, Boehner out there in New York, it's ridiculous that someone would use the office the way he has and then think that they can get away with it. And you know, what's sad is that San Diego's like sometimes our politics here are so dirty. And the guy that I wanted to win was a moderate. And because he was too much of a moderate, the Republican Party kicked him out and he had to run independent. And that did a huge thing. So I don't know a million things about politics, but I do know that I study the local ones because that's the most that affects me. And I think that it's very difficult, you know, as a musician to not, you know, to be kind of in the public eye. But at the same time, when you express something, you immediately have everybody jumping in and throwing their two cents in. And sometimes you try to stay away from it, but sometimes it's so blatantly wrong that you just have to say something. And I tend to ruffle feathers when I post things sometimes, but you know, at the end of the day,
I like that.
I tell everybody, I don't care what you think. This is what I think.
And now Josh's song choice of the night is All Right, featuring Rob Dees.
I'ma be okay, gonna be all right. My roommate just hit the lottery. Now he says he don't remember me. Everything I had and more, gave it all away to the Goodwill store. And I can feel today it's gonna be a real bad day, but I know that I'm gonna be alright. Alright, I'ma be A-okay. Ain't nobody gonna chase my son away. I'ma be alright, I'ma do just fine. Gonna leave all of my troubles and cares behind. I'ma be okay, gonna be alright. My girl just ran off with my best friend.
Give me some of that sugar.
Now they ask me to be their best man.
Josh?
I just watched my car get repossessed. And I hear there's a reward for my arrest.
There he is. Get
up. I can feel today it's gonna be a real bad day. But I know that I'm gonna be alright, alright. I'ma be A-okay. Ain't nobody gonna chase my son away. I'ma be alright, I'ma do just fine. Gonna leave all of my troubles and cares behind. I'ma be okay, gonna be alright. Gonna be alright.
At the restaurant for my date, checking my watch cause she's running late, but it's all good, I just ordered a drink, hour and a half go by and I start to think that I've been stood up. Now that's just wrong, I never should have signed up for Match.com. Now I'm on the verge of crying in my beer and turning my drink into a Jack and Tears. Next thing I know she's calling me and asking for an apology. Turns out I was supposed to meet the girl from eHarmony.
Alright, I'ma be A-okay. Ain't nobody gonna chase my son away.
Get out of here,
I'ma be alright, I'ma do just fine. Gonna leave all of my troubles and cares behind. I'ma be okay, gonna be alright. I'ma be alright, I'ma be A-okay. Ain't nobody gonna chase my son away. I'ma be alright, I'ma do just fine. Gonna leave all of my troubles and cares behind. I'ma be okay. I'ma be okay, I'ma be okay, gonna be alright.
I never want to be famous. Like, I mean, there's so many people that get into music because they want everybody to know their name. And I'm like, no, thank you. Yeah. Like, I've seen that happen, and it's garbage. The problems that come with being famous is just something I don't want. I want to just have a fun time. I want to interact with people, have a good connection, enjoy it, make a living from it. And then, you know, at the end of the day, just go about my business, get married, have a house, and, you know, do regular stuff. I'm much more of a jock than I ever have been a musician. So for me, it's, you know, I love music and I love the atmosphere. But, you know, at the end of the night, I want to hang out with friends. I don't want people to come up and be like, hey, can I get your autograph? It's like, nah, man, let's go get a cup of coffee, you know? And I know that, like, even in San Diego, like, sometimes, like, it gets too much. And it's so frustrating to me because if it was up to me, I would go and meet every single person that came to my show. I would literally find out their story, because that's what I love about everything is literally just, you know, hey, what's your story? Why the hell do you like my music? there's
tons How did you find out about
me? Yeah, and they're always like, I hear these stories about, you know, this one couple, their first date, this was at the fair, like, during this last little run that I did, they heard me at the fair, and they came up after the show. They said, hey, we want you to know we saw you at the Art Walk in Little Italy 2 years ago. It was our first date. We got married and are now have a kid, and this is him, and we have your album all the time on in the house, and we always think of you. And I'm like, what? Like, you never know who you reach. I had a great conversation with a singer-songwriter friend of mine named John Elliott. And John and I finished the show, and he and I are very similar. His songs are so off the wall. He's got one called My Mom is a Dog. I mean, like, the dude, like, writes these crazy songs. And, I kind of keep it pretty poppy and pretty simple. But at the end of the day, we go really well together because we both tell stories and we both interact with the crowd really well and engage people. And, you know, we had this big discussion about – you know, at the end of the day for us, our goal really is to inspire someone to do something, like whether it's to play guitar, follow their dreams, write a song. You know, you never know what your reach is going to be as a songwriter or as a performer. And really, you know, if I've left the world in a better place than it was before I got here, like, I think that's probably going to be the most thrilling part of my career. I don't need a Grammy. I don't need an award. I don't need anything. I just like doing, you know, interacting with people and hearing their stories and then retelling them, or, you know, just connecting with people. I think that's the best part of the whole experience. I know that you follow a lot of artists, and so it would be completely impossible if you'd know, you know, each one of them. But my blog is filled with all kinds of tour stories, and it's all on my website at joshdemeco.com. There's a little blog button, and actually the last tour, the last U.S. tour, I did every single state, every single city on the tour, told all the stories, including one that you're going to love in my favorite, not favorite state, Wyoming.
You played in Wyoming? There was a venue in Wyoming?
Well, that's the thing. There's no venue. I stopped at a rest stop. And let's just say that blog post is hilarious of the amount of ZZ Top looking truckers that gave me the dirtiest look I've ever had in my entire life, because I walked in there in 20 degree weather wearing basketball shorts and a t-shirt that was too tight. It was it was awkward. It's funny, but yeah, my blog is on there. I use a WordPress, and honestly, my undergrad is in communication, which is huge. Because I was actually looking at journalism as my minor, but then I didn't do that. But I went back to school and got a master's degree in organizational management. So my blog is literally littered with details of the tours and this and that. And I encourage anybody that wants to follow along. I usually post it on Twitter and Facebook, and I'm super good at social networking because of growing up in the Bay Area.
Next up is LA is Not My Home.
Home. stoplights and parties all night. He waving this road rage in a city of drop names. Well, it's not for me. It's not where I belong. There's only one thing I know for sure. It's that LA is not my home. Implants, spray tans, all these stuck up little rich men. I've got these fake friends that all shake hands, but they're just playing mind games. But it's not for me. It's not where I belong. If there's only one thing I know for sure, it's that LA is not my home. LA is not my home. It's 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 not my home.
Now, your tour, are you going to go on the motorcycle, or?
Hell no.
Like, get a little, you know, pull a cart behind you with the guitar go.
Yeah, no, I am a motorcycle rider. I ride a 48 Harley Davidson that I just purchased with my royalties, which is pretty cool. I'm way too much of a girl when it comes to riding. I couldn't ride outside of San Diego in LA because it's just too cold. I've got a 2007 Dodge Caliber that I've put 186,000 miles on that I bought brand new. It's in the shop right now getting its final tune-up and inspection before the tour. And I always take it to the shop because they know me really well. The owner is a fan, and he always hooks me up. And it's literally had so many problems, but they fix it up. They jimmy-rig it every time to make sure that I can get all the way across the U.S. So I travel in it's kind of a hatchback car. And what's nice about it is I can put all of my gear in there. You know, there's like the trunk is really just all part of the car. Mm-hmm. And so I can actually lay down the seat, throw out a sleeping bag and a mat, and sleep right next to my equipment. So I never have to worry. I mean, if they're going to take my equipment, they're going to have to stab me. So, you always see those stories of like the singer, you know, the bands that get their gear stolen. And I'm always like, dude, you cannot ever, ever leave your gear anywhere but by your side, because it will get, I mean, and it happens every tour. I'm always like, guys, like, how you can't believe that there's a good part of town, no matter what city you're in. I had an artist friend of mine that said, you know, hey, we're staying in San Diego tonight. You know, will my gear be safe? I'm like, no, it's never safe. And she's like, but isn't San Diego super safe? I'm like, no. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, I don't ever like having my gear anywhere but on my person at all time, even in a venue.
Yeah.
But no, I would love to take my motorcycle out, but until I've got a little bit more financial backing than my broke ass tours that I do, that bad boy will be staying at home, covered up and locked with three deadbolts.
You have to take a really good ride on it before you leave.
I actually have a two set up before for when I get back, and I'll get my fill of it this week since the car's in the shop. I ride it up to LA and back for gigs because it's so much cheaper and it's just nice and easy, and it's kind of my blowing off steam. A lot of guys in San Diego will go surfing and this and that. Well, I blew up both of my knees playing soccer, so I ended up getting stuck with, other sports, and this is one that I picked up within the last 2 years, and it's completely changed my life. It actually made me a better driver, too. You would not believe how terrible drivers are. Like, you think, I can check a text message. No big deal. I can do this. It's no big deal. You literally... I see people all the time make the dumbest knucklehead moves on the road, and I'm just like, you could have killed me. Like,
yeah.
It's insane. So get off your phones, everybody.
There's a journalist here in Lexington who is a bike rider, and he was training for a triathlon. And he was coming down a hill on his bike, and he said he was going way too fast. He didn't think about it. And, a car pulled out thinking they had time. And he ran right into the car, and had he not been wearing a helmet, he said, he would have died. And, people just, with my stupid boot that I'm wearing, I have to go in the little scooter chair at the grocery store, and hate every minute of that because I think it needs a V6. But I'm going around it, and people, they'll walk right out in front of you, or, I'm thinking, I'm going to end up just plowing them over, in the next 4 to 6 weeks when I'm really tired of being in this thing. Cause just don't pull out in front of people. I don't know. I have no toleration. And on my way here to interview you, I actually drove to Louisville to have lunch with a friend today and then drove back. And I swear to God, the speed limit's 70 and people are doing 70 in the left lane, passing people not doing the speed limit in the right lane. I'm like, please just do the speed limit. I have places to be.
And now another fun song, If I Had a Dollar.
If I had a dollar, well, I'd spend it all on you. And I'd buy you all the things that you've grown accustomed to. 'Cause if I had a dollar, I'd waste every cent on you. But until I have a dollar, well, I hope my heart will do. If I had a quarter, well, I'd take you to the mall. Let you try on all the dresses, look so pretty in them all. 'Cause if I had a quarter, I'd waste every cent on you. Until I have a quarter, hope my heart will do. And I hope my heart will do. 'Cause it's all I have. And I know it isn't much. all I have. I wish I had a nickel, put a big smile on your face, and I'd buy you tons of ice cream from your favorite place. I'd waste every drop on you until I have a nickel. Well, I hope my heart will do. And I hope my heart will do, 'cause it's all I have. Not that big, but so written on my soul, and you're my every breath. So I hope my heart will do, 'cause it's all I have.
Now, you have some open dates on your tour. With those open dates, are you open to going to places if venues approach you or people have venues for you, you know, in between gigs? Are you still open to adding places on the tour or just kind of taking those days off?
That's a great question. It really kind of depends on how I'm feeling. I have kind of made it a habit to stop into the open mics in the areas. Which is hilarious because you go into the open mics and then you go and play and people go, what the hell are you doing here? Like, why aren't you playing a big show or something like that? And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, everybody thinks you're doing so much better than you are. And that's part of the game in the music industry is like, you know, you want to appear like you're a big rock star or that you're, you know, doing awesome and always be positive and all that bullshit. But the truth is that like, I am regularly fighting for every gig. Like every show is a chore. Every booking is them believing that I can actually bring out enough people to make a profit for them. The venues don't really care about how the music sounds. All they care is, are you selling tickets? Are you selling alcohol or whatever they're serving? So when you know, singer-songwriter that they've never heard of tries to email, you know, a venue in I don't want to pick on New Orleans anymore, a venue in Austin, they're going to be like, who are you? What's your draw here? And, you know, musicians lie all the time, and it's unfortunate, but it ruins it for all of us. So if I, you know, while we're sitting here talking right now, I just got a message from someone on my Facebook saying, I'm very disappointed that you're not coming to North Carolina, blah. And it's like, sweetheart, I am trying everything I can to play in North Carolina. But you know what? Every single venue either didn't email me back or turned me down because I hadn't played there before and didn't have a draw that I could give them. And the truth is that you have to be honest with your draw or it's bad business. You have to be honest with what you can do and, you know, how many shows you can put on without, you know, blowing out your voice or getting sick on the tour or this and that. So really it's a matter of, you know, timing and this and that. If someone goes, hey, we would love to have you at a house party, let's do it. I mean, let's throw a house party. If it's in between two cities, check my, you know, schedule on reverbnation.com/Josh D'Amigo. Submit something to me. Tell me, hey, we would love to have you here. If we can make it work, I am all for it. I don't care how, you know, backwoods crazy you are. I would love to entertain you. And we're going to make a good show out of it. So that's what I tell everybody is like, you know, hey, when you get mad that I didn't play your show, the last 3 months, I've been asking people to help me find venues, and the places that I'm getting venues are the people that are actually following through and getting me stuff. So, I believe you sent something to Jeff about maybe shows. Maybe it was someone else out that area. But we got two shows in Nashville based on, you know, locals that had actually gone into the venue and said, hey, this guy is really good. Here's a CD. Check it out. And that's Nashville. Like, that's a huge music city. I mean, if you can do that in Nashville and they actually listen and go, oh, yeah, we do want him, you should be able to do it in almost any city across the U.S. I've got a show. I couldn't get a show for some reason in Indianapolis. And that was a real big bummer for me because I played Indianapolis a few times. But sometimes the venue owners, you know, they get new bookers and, you know, they're half-assing it because they're musicians themselves. You know, sometimes there's a lot of different things that can go on. And instead of playing in Indianapolis, I'm playing an hour outside in, I believe it's Hartford City is the name of the town in Indianapolis or in Indiana. And someone's like, you're playing where? I'm like, Hartford City. And the lady that owns the place is like, just so you know, like, our mayor's probably going to stop by because you're probably the biggest thing that's going to be happening in our town this month.
But that's awesome. I mean,
and I'm just kind of like, I'm just so excited to be on. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you. And I'm so glad that I was up last night when it was, you know, San Diego time. You're like, hey, you know, I'm available because I've been trying, you know, for a while to get you. So, you know, it's great timing right before your tour, and it just worked out really good. So I was meant to be up last night.
And finally, So Far, So Good, featuring Nina Story.
Until there was you, there was no reason so. Like it or not, I think I'll stick around for a while.
I never knew that birds sang so sweetly. Till there was you, they had no reason to. Like it or not, I think I'll stick around for a while.
I never dreamed that love could feel like this.
But each time we touch, I swear my heart skips.
Because so my
that's so real. So far, I like what I'm seeing. And so far, my mind's set on you. So far, I like how I'm feeling. Because so
always a question I ask on my show, and you kind of led into it. And when I was in San Diego with Mark and Carol and Julie and Mark, you took us to get a burrito. Now, I always ask the musicians, what's the best place, you know, that you've eaten or where you recommend, either where you've toured or where you live or where you have lived, where would you recommend?
Well, in San Diego, there's fantastic food everywhere, and I'm pretty much a breakfast guy. So when I go to different cities, I'm always checking to see, like, what city, you know, I check the Yelp reviews, I check, you know, the Foursquare check-ins to see what places have the best breakfast. And so far in San Diego, like this morning, we went to a spot called the Great Maple. That is, I mean, pretty much we walked in and it felt like we had just walked into New Hampshire or Vermont. And, I mean, these giant portions of bacon and eggs and this and that. So that's kind of my spot right now. There's a place called Snooze that's based out of Denver. And they just put one here in San Diego. And I love that spot. That place is ridiculous. I was the mayor there, I think, when they first opened. Was there probably 5 days a week eating breakfast when I was there. And then,
oh, that's awesome.
But the best place I ever went to, and I could even send you a picture of it, it was this spot in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. It was called the Breakfast Nook. And they had these cinnamon rolls that were literally like the size of a baby. And I ate that thing. I think I gained 5 pounds in that city. So that was probably my favorite spot. There was also a place called Matt's Big Breakfast in Phoenix, Arizona, that is a must stop at with my friend in Phoenix, because that place just serves these giant slabs of ham that are literally it's kind of the best breakfast I've ever had in my life. So I'm always like, no matter what city I'm in, I'm kind of like searching for some sort of breakfast that's going to kind of blow my mind on the tour.
I love that, because, you know, people usually go with, you know, your standard lunch, dinner stuff, but I'm a breakfast person. Mm. That being said, I'm not a morning person.
Mm-hmm.
So that totally sucks, because, you know, I always have to hope that it's a place that's
24
you know,
hours
wants to do breakfast. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I'm a late night person, so I'm all about that, but I don't want to have to get up at 6 a.m. to go get breakfast.
Coffee is like my best friend. And so when you talk about Washington, in Seattle, I played over in Queen Anne's, this place called El Diablo, and they made this like soy latte that was just absolutely unbelievable. And they make the foam in a shape of like a little demon. And
oh, cool.
I mean, I was just blown away. It was aesthetically pleasing. Like, I love that place. And they were the only place that would let me play when I was in Seattle the first like 3 times. So like, I'm always going to stop by there every time I stop in town, because it's just, you know, it's such good memories. The first place that you get to play in a music city like Seattle is always going to be fun. So, oh, yeah, Kiva wanted to do an interview. I've got you know, time, let's do it. I get off on that, and that makes me so happy that we get to do this. And I believe in you guys. I believe in your station. I believe in your show. And thank you so much for having me, and I can't wait to see you in Nashville.
Well, we believe in you. You know that. You know we're fans. We drove down to San Diego for you. And
thanks for tuning in tonight for my interview with Josh D'Amigo. I hope you enjoyed his music off of his Hope album. To find out more about how you can get his music, what's going on with his tour, or to follow his blog during his tour, visit joshdamigo.com or check out kivainterviewsyou.blogspot.com to check out a blog on Josh and every other artist that I've featured on IndieViews Artist Spotlight, where you can find a video, links to their music, their websites, and a podcast link. And again, thank you for joining me. And if you didn't get enough of Josh, and you never really can, tune in tomorrow night for Twitter Tuesday Live as Josh hooks up with Carol and Mark live. See you next week for my guest, Dylan Locke.